The Trump administration's hiring freeze has drawn partisan reaction on Capitol Hill. But when it comes to fully supporting the offices of inspectors general, well, that's an issue a majority of congressional members think they can get behind. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers attended the hearing and discussed what she heard with executive editor Jason Miller.
So, Meredith, you had a very interesting hearing covering the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, really looking at the IGs. And we know that this committee has really focused on empowering IGs. So what was the point of this hearing and what were they worried about?
So there's always something happening with the inspectors general community. But the transition to a new administration has brought these federal watchdogs into the spotlight once again. And I covered, like you said, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee hearing. They are really big into oversight. It's in their first name. And this hearing really illustrated just how important this issue is. It was a standing room only audience of IGs and their staff. The committee chairman, Jason Chaffetz, even asked when he was giving, having everybody raise their right hand and swear they're going to tell the truth. He said, you know, to the audience, is there anyone here in the IG community, please stand up. And just about everyone did stand up. So this is a really important issue for not only congressional members, but also for the IG community as a whole.
So it's interesting that so many people were from the IG community. I think this shows just how much they care about this and how much they're worried about what's going on. So what was this hearing about in the first place?
So this hearing was about empowering inspectors general, which is so important right now, according to both Democrats and Republicans, when handling a new administration and trying to balance some continuity of standards in business while also implementing new directives. And while committee members had some of their own personal interests that they wanted to talk about, such as prices of medicine and acquisition and some labor issues as well, stuff like that, a lot of the discussion kept going back to the hiring freeze and a series of communications between the Trump transition team and currently serving IGs.
Now, this hiring freeze is big news. We've been reporting about it over the last week or so. Give me a sense. Does the hiring freeze affect Inspector General's offices?
Well, just yesterday, Federal News Radio, in fact, reported on the fact that IGs, the presidentially appointed positions, are going to be safe. And there are some other areas where you're going to have to take a second look. But they do actually impact the whole entire federal government. For anyone who's been living under a rock, a couple days ago, an executive memo from Trump announced that the hiring freeze would temporarily prohibit agencies from making any new hires until OMB develops a long-term plan within the next 90 days to reduce the size of the federal workforce. And so guidance released on the 31st notes that IGs are considered the agency head for the purposes of determining which positions in the IG office are safe and which are not, as well as purposes of the agency head review of job offers in the IG office. Now, the Justice Department's Inspector General Michael Horowitz said there are 12 total vacancies in the IG community. That's agency appointed, presidentially appointed, Senate confirmed, that kind of thing. And that includes 9 of them that are presidentially appointed. And while those aren't included in the hiring freeze, the freeze still has the IG community worried. Here's Representative Carolyn Maloney asking Horowitz about that.
What's it going to be like to have this hiring freeze?
In terms of the hiring freeze, it is a concern of ours. We were hit very hard during sequestration. It did impact our ability to do our work. We were pleased yesterday to see the guidance issued by OMB and OPM on the hiring freeze in the sense of acknowledging that IGs are agency heads for purposes of evaluating the exemptions, but that doesn't solve the problem entirely, obviously. And so we're looking forward to working with the incoming OMB director, the incoming head of OPM, and Congress as we go through the appropriation process, because you're right, ultimately what will happen if we are reducing and cutting staff and limiting our ability to do our audits is the waste, fraud, and abuse that we root out regularly will be impacted.
And that was Michael Horowitz. He's the IG for the Justice Department and also the chairman of the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency.
It's interesting that there's only 9 IGs, and maybe only is not the right word, but there seemed to be a much larger number. And I know toward the end of the Obama administration, he named, or at least he was very aggressive in trying to name several IGs. I want to say DOD got one and then several others. Did they talk about those vacancies much? Or did that come up in terms of why there are 9 vacancies?
So they did a little bit. There was some, political undertones of who dragged their heels here and there. But I mean, that's been an issue for months now, is not only, who's getting confirmed and who's not, but who wants to come work for the government, because what if there is a hiring freeze, or what if there's going to be infighting that won't even get you into the role? So that wasn't talked about too much. It was more the stress on, hey, like, we are very important people that help, help root out waste, fraud, abuse, and we can't even fill our own, IG positions for oversight. And so that's really a big issue for them.
I can imagine the hiring freeze takes up a lot of people's times right now, because there's so many unknowns. I'm sure that was, as you said, there's more to the hearing. Tell us what other hot topics kind of came up during the hearing.
So things got a bit in the weeds as far as the Trump transition team and what exactly they told a handful of IGs about their positions only being temporary. So presidentially appointed IGs serve at the pleasure of the president. And Congressman Elijah Cummings, who was a Democrat from Maryland, circulated a redacted email sent January 13th, Friday the 13th, a week before the inauguration, from a transition team member asking their agency team members who were in, out in each one of these different departments, to inform their IGs about being held over on a temporary basis. And that is key because by tradition, IGs tend to just stay on, again, at the pleasure of the president. And even if you're getting a new one in, there's a benefit to having someone who's been there for a while to be able to continue the work that they're doing. So this became somewhat of a he said, she said issue, and it kept getting brought up because the committee members agree that all of them agree there needs to be IGs in offices, and they need to feel supported by both the administration and Congress. But during the days following that email, there seemed to be a lot of confusion. So here's DHS IG John Roth answering questions from Cummings on the call he received.
Yes, I got a call from the head of the DHS transition team about 7:15 that Friday night.
And can you tell us what that person said?
It's along the lines of what it is that you've summarized, which was that I'd be allowed to stay through the change in administrations, but that would be temporary, and that he had assumed that I was already in the process of looking for another job.
Did the Trump official indicate that they had any concerns about your performance?
No, they did not.
And how long is your current term supposed to go?
Well, I serve at the pleasure of the president, so I can be removed at any time by the president with, obviously, 30 days notice to Congress.
And so were you surprised by the call? And what was your reaction?
Well, yes, I was surprised by the call, given sort of the tradition that inspectors general aren't removed from office typically or historically. So I immediately, of course, called Michael Horowitz and pulled him out of a hockey game on Friday night to report this information.
That was DHS IG John Roth answering questions from Elijah Cummings. And our Republican Congressman Daryl Issa said he was concerned the transition team could have done a better job of informing people like the IGs that they were going to stay on. But he also pointed out that the person who sent those emails and left voicemails to some IGs, this email that they were showing to us in the committee hearing was, of course, heavily redacted. But this person he referred to as a very junior level person who probably wouldn't have had that much power anyway. And the Trump administration couldn't do anything until he was inaugurated anyway. Here's Horowitz and other IGs from Labor, DHS, and the Peace Corps answering questions from ISA.
Were there any IGs terminated on January 20th?
No.
So 100% of the IG in place, both permanent and acting, were retained. Is that right?
We're still here.
And that's all tradition, basically. It's not right. Common for mass dismissals or even minor dismissals in the IG community historically, right?
Right. It hasn't happened in the last four transitions.
Okay. So from an action standpoint, it was business as usual. But technically, there was a question of would you or wouldn't you be held over. Is that correct?
Well, because of these calls, I, again, was not one to get them, so I'll defer to others on that issue.
Did all of you receive confirmation other than this that you would be retained? No. So how did you come to work the next day on January 21st?
We just showed up.
The Monday. Right. You just showed up. Okay.
That was Republican Congressman Daryl Issa. And now IG said they have met with their agency heads if they could in some new leadership positions within their offices to communicate with the new administration on how to keep up the work of the inspectors general.
Meredith Summers, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason.
Federal News Radio is Meredith Summers and Jason Miller. Check out Meredith's story and all of our first 100 days coverage at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.